Well, I'm sitting here at my desk in the New Forest, and I don't know if you can hear it, but there is the most monster of a squall going overhead. An absolute zapperoonie. It's raindrops as, well, they look as big as my thumbnail, and they're absolutely hammering down on the roof out here. I've got a new build going on in the garden. There's a bit of a roof on it with just the felt on before they put the tiles on, and it's roaring off that like a river. And it reminds me of the old days at sea when we had tiny water tanks and we'd fill them with what fell out of the sky. These days everybody has water makers and all the grief that goes with it. But I've got a mate called Nick Skeets, and Nick has the best answer of all to filling his water tanks. He's got two tanks, as I recall, and the fillers are right outboard, just inside his tow rails. He's got scuppers in his tow rails, little holes to let the water run off when he gets a deck full of sea. And what he does when he's out sailing in the tropics, which he frequently is, he's circumnavigated, well, more times than the average baby's lain at its mother's breast, and he blocks up the scuppers after the decks have rinsed themselves clean and opens the water fillers, and his tanks fill up. It's as easy as that, because the water running off sails and things at sea in a tropical squall is astonishing. We used to fill our water tanks by putting a bucket under the gooseneck of our old gaff cutter, and you can get a bucket full of water in absolutely no time, especially if there's a reef in the main, and the water would collect in the bite of the reefed sail, and it would run forward and the boat would take a bit of a lurch and it would all go rushing off, fill up the bucket, and we'd tip it straight into the tanks. We were once 42 days at sea. Our water capacity was something like 35 gallons, I think, on that boat. And we arrived with 2/3 of our water tanks full. And we hadn't been mean with ourselves. I mean, we didn't perhaps wash in fresh water all that often. Maybe once or twice a week we'd allow ourselves a gallon or two, just for the sheer pleasure of it. But, well, we were frugal, and it worked really well. Another incident with filling ourselves up with rainwater. We arrived in Anguilla one time, the north end of the Windward Islands, coming south from the United States. And we'd actually come through Hurricane Klaus. It was 1980-something, I don't know, 86 maybe, or 86, I don't know, 85. And we'd had a real hammering coming down, a serious hammering. We were in the big old pilot cutter, 35-ton, 51-foot gaff cutter. She still had her flax sails, and it was quite a time, but we fared a lot better than a number of other yachts in our vicinity, because although the boat was old and leaking quite badly, we could throw it out quicker than it was coming in, and she was a supremely seaworthy hull form, and that's really what you wanted. Anyway, we got to Anguilla. The dinghy lived on the deck with its bungs out, so that hadn't been any problem at sea. But when we got there, a humongous squall came through. The first night we got in, dropped our anchor, and launched the punt, I think. Yeah, we did. We launched the dinghy just to get it off the deck, and then we turned in, and there'd been a terrific squall overnight. And in the morning, we looked over the side, and Eric the Red, our dinghy, was 2/3 full of rainwater. Well, it was too good an opportunity to miss. So we all got our dirty Grundies and our awful old salty clothes and everything out, and we bunged them into Eric, and then one of us climbed in with a bit of washing powder, not too much, because rinsing was going to be a problem, and we dobed the clothes. We gave them a real good thrashing in the dinghy, then we chucked them up to our mates on deck, who wrung them out till they were nearly dry, hung them on the tropical breeze, and it was as good as a free trip to the launderette. So there you go, rainwater, you can't beat it. In Bermuda, they all catch it off the roofs of their houses, which are painted white, and it runs into troughs, and they keep it in tanks, and that's where they get their water from. I think we're a bit too casual about rainwater, don't you? We ought to be making more use of it. There you are. Thought for the day. Talk to you soon.